The content of this podcast is from the manual Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training in Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. The training manual was created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/readyforcrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual: the Social Organization Framework, the CMIST Framework, Popular Education, and Stages of Emergency Planning. All handouts for this section of the training manual are available as separate downloads on the BCCPD podcast homepage. Podcast 2: Key Frameworks for Training. There are some key frameworks that we have used to organize the presentation of the workshop material. When trainers understand these frameworks and incorporate them, it will help workshop participants to learn and use the information provided. The Social Organization Framework. The Social Organization Framework, SOF, looks at how social networks in the community provide support to individuals in everyday life and in crisis situations. It is critical to recognize the role that social networks play in developing community capacity, which in turn can reduce the vulnerability of those members of the population at greatest risk and increase community resiliency. Resiliency is the capacity of individuals and societies to maintain positive functioning in the face of significant adversity. Resiliency can be increased by enabling people to help themselves and one another during crises. Social networks. Informal networks are relationships with family, friends, neighbors, and work colleagues. Formal networks include community organizations and government agencies, such as disability organizations, volunteer centers, social service organizations, faith-based organizations, professional organizations and unions, recreational clubs, schools, and health and government services. Virtual networks are internet-based communication resources. More information on the Social Organization Framework is available in the handout section of this manual. The CMIST Framework. The CMIST Functional Needs Framework is a tool to effectively address an individual's functional needs in an emergency or disaster context. This approach looks at the needs that people will have in an emergency, rather than their disability or condition. People may have limitations in the following functional areas: hearing, seeing, breathing, walking and mobility, manipulating objects, speech, communication, learning, and understanding. The easy-to-remember acronym CMIST stands for Communication, Medical Needs, Functional Independence, Supervision, and Transportation. This concept can replace the long list of disabilities and medical conditions which some emergency plans still use. Functional needs can reflect pre-existing conditions or be the result of injuries sustained during the emergency. Further background on the functional needs approach is included in the CMIST handout in this manual. Popular education. What is popular education? Popular education is a process which aims to empower people who feel marginalized to take control of their own learning and to affect social change. Popular education is a creative and inclusive way to teach and to learn. Popular education includes a commitment to transformation and freedom. At the heart of popular education is a desire not just to understand the world, but to empower people so they can change it. Getting to know the group and its context beforehand, and adopting sessions to meet their needs. Stimulating debate and free thinking rather than teaching facts. Working with existing experiences and knowledge. There is no teacher, just a facilitator who helps things run smoothly. Learners teach each other from their own knowledge and lived experiences. Everyone is the expert. A way of learning that is hands-on. Instead of learning from textbooks, you learn through activities. You share experiences and interact with other people. Learning that uses different kinds of tools such as poetry, art, storytelling, and acting. It involves creativity. Helping to create action plans and looking at local opportunities for organizing and networking contacts for training. Why use the Popular Education Framework for the Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help training? Popular education is rooted in education for people who are marginalized, so it is a good fit for working with people with disabilities who are too often left out of planning and response processes for emergency preparedness. Before, during, and after an emergency, the people directly affected are the experts on what support and assistance is needed. Because popular education encourages respectful dialogue starting with the experience and interest of the participants, this provides a space for people with disabilities to clearly identify and articulate what they need to be prepared for in an emergency. Furthermore, this framework helps facilitate an opportunity for neighbors, community members, first responders, NGOs, and governments to learn from and acknowledge each other's needs, requirements, and experiences to create action plans that will help build community networks, resiliency, and capacity. The stages of emergency planning: mitigation, preparedness, response, and recovery are considered the four pillars of emergency management by all levels of government in Canada. Mitigation means eliminating or reducing impacts of emergencies through proactive measures such as assuring that dikes are built and maintained to prevent flooding. Mitigation is considered to be part of preparedness. Preparedness means developing effective policies, procedures, and plans to respond to an emergency. Examples include legislation, developing procedures and awareness to ensure that people with disabilities are included in all levels of planning, hazard, risk, and vulnerability analysis, individual preparedness planning, developing community networks, community asset mapping, education and training, practicing plans, and public awareness. Response refers to the actions taken immediately before, during, or directly after an emergency occurs, such as evacuation. Recovery is the process of repairing and ideally improving conditions after an emergency. You have reached the end of Podcast 2, Key Frameworks for Training. The training manual and this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program, Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin. That's Karen@bccpd.bc.ca.